Good day, everyone. Today is day 13 on our journey, and it is entitled Mentoring. Restful when I speak to your spirit in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. All your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. Isaiah 54:13. I bless you, restful one, with knowing with certainty that you are your father's beloved child, and that he knows you and the details of your identity. God knows everything he placed in you, and I bless you with being tutored and nurtured by the Most High God, like an apprentice learning a craft, not just information. I bless you as he develops and completes your identity, and you experience the presence of God and fulfillment of your birthright because of his presence in your life. The Lord wants to mentor you and coach you in being like Christ. I bless you with receiving that kind of deposit. I bless you with knowing that the Lord's hands are on all the circumstances of your life, so that every situation becomes a learning opportunity as his spirit guides you and equips you. I bless you, restful one, with developing each part of your being, so that you walk in wholeness, not only overcoming brokenness, but bringing all your gifts to full fruition. I bless you with knowing what your Father designed you to do and how he wants to use your gifts in accomplishing that work with humility and authenticity. I bless you with a generational anointing of great peace because you are nurtured and mentored by the Lord of Peace himself. You will need harmony between your gifts and the people in your world. I bless you with wholeness, fulfillment, reconciliation, and harmony in your relationships with other people. I bless you with richness in receiving into your life from other people's giftings, and I bless you with contributing to bringing peace to other people. I bless you with learning from the Lord Most High, how to rebuild broken relationships. He has been rebuilding broken relationships throughout the history of mankind. I bless you with the Lord's anointing and skill as the greatest restorer of relationships. I bless you with establishing life-giving, full, harmonious relationships. Should there be people who do not embrace who you are, the Lord will teach you when to stay in a time of rejection and when to move on and go to a new place. God is able to work both where there is a season of rejection and where there is acceptance. I bless you with being led by the Lord to know when to stay and when to go, so that you will have great peace with them. I bless you, restful one, with completeness in your giftings. I bless your spirit. I bless your soul. I bless your body with peace, and I bless your life's work with fulfillment, harmony, and wholeness in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, who is perfect peace. Lord, in the realm of business, and maybe in the world of fitness, it is very common to have mentors, even paid mentors. And there's a lot of industries in coaching and mentoring. And I know that this program, in many respects, has a lot of those elements. I know there are so many that have always wanted to have a mentor, or to have a father or a mother in the spirit, someone that has gone the way that they've gone ahead of them. And that there have been also many misuses and abuses in some of the different varying shepherding movements, or where people have been mistreated by people that were put in authority over them, both in the church and outside. But Lord, we know that you are safe. We know intellectually, we know even deep in our heart that you are safe, that you have our best interests at heart, and that you are our rabbi, our Rabboni. You are our Father. You are our Savior. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. You are the all in all. And you love us in a way that we cannot comprehend. And you are love. We also know, Lord, that sometimes you desire to use walking, living, breathing people to confront things in our lives that stand in the way of us being able to receive or experience what you have for us, especially if it has to do with creating a new record and a new history for us. That we're not just reading off the same page of where we were or what has happened in the past, and that our history is not the predictor of our future. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, I pray today that if there be any hindrances, or any encumbrances, any obstacles, whether in our thinking, whether in our experience, if there be any wounding, any hurts, any scars that have hindered us from being able to fully enter into the place of receiving the fullness of that mentoring, teaching, becoming like you, to be raised up like you, the Lord, that you would bring special attention to those places, that you would bring healing, that you would remove anything from the past seasons that would stand in the way of us receiving in fullness of all that you want, but also, Lord, for us to become who you've called us to be. And I pray, Lord, that also you would create a greater capacity for us to have such confidence in your ability and your desire to complete the work that you began in us, that it would completely reshape and reformat, in a sense, Lord, our way of thinking and being and our reality, in a sense in a certain sense, our belief system. And that, Lord, that you would bring life-giving people into our lives, into each and every person's life here that I'm praying over, that would see them as you see them, that would speak life, that would speak truth, that would walk in a place of love. And that, Lord, that we also would grow into the place to be that, whether consciously and directly or indirectly and unconsciously, where it seems to be a side effect of your life in us that we may not even be aware of. Lord, we're being raised up to uniquely fulfill the purpose and the calling that you have for us here, or another way of saying it would be what facet of reflection that we're supposed to carry and represent of you here, you know, on earth. So there's the individual place that we play here of what we're here to do at your pleasure, and then the place, the facet of which that we are to go and model you in a greater or lesser fulfillment or grander picture of all that you are. Lord, I pray today that, Lord, that there be an anointing, that there be a grace to really walk in that fullness of who you are. And that, Lord, that you would remove today, Lord, in Jesus' name, I break any control that has been exerted over anyone here. Any witchcraft, anything, Lord, that has been guarded up over them, words that have been spoken over them, that hung onto them like a curse. Any structures that have been enabled and enacted around them in the spirit that have created looping and patterns they can't seem to get out from underneath. Every empowerment assignment that has ever been erected against them or the generations to be demolished and destroyed today, Lord, that your angels to remove any enforcing spirits or anything in the realm of the spirit. Anything within the soul, Lord, to be brought in subjection, Lord, so that they can begin to walk in a newness of life as we're a new creation in you. And that, Lord, that there be a time of not surviving but thriving in every situation. To walk in a place of victory, whether it feels like it, whether we feel like we're victorious or not, but we can look to you. I bless them with knowing the face of our Lord God, and I bless them with a greater understanding, appreciation, and an experience of all that you are, including the experiential unity, the experiential presence that comes with your attention and with who you are. I think, Lord, in the natural, if you offer to come and train us, it doesn't matter what it is, to do our job better, to be a better parent, to be a better son, to be a better athlete, how to dance, how to sing, how to, you know, exercise. It doesn't matter what it is, that we would hopefully pay up, stand up and pay attention. Well, today, Lord, I believe that there's an opening for that aspect of our relationship to manifest. And sometimes it's directly with you, and sometimes it's from you through other people. And I pray, Lord, that however you want to do it, that today, this very moment, that this start to open up for us and for each and every person that I'm praying for in Jesus' name.